Well, you see, like the Mississippi River, there's a fault there, a river, and that river separates these things. And this river is things going like this Amit River, going by Denham Springs and stuff, going into Lake Pontchartrain.
Yeah.
Well, in between there, you got soft water. You get on the other side of the bed and stuff like you're talking about, and you get out around Covington, and you got pretty good water out there. Now you get further down, you got a different situation. It's just a different situation. Now we happen to be lucky enough to be in a good place to have good water. Now that isn't true. New Orleans used water out of the Mississippi River, and that water is terrible. It's full of chloride, chlorine, chlorinated. We tell them we pull a toilet string and they catch it out of New Orleans, sir.
Now, have they changed the land a lot here since you were coming up?
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, drained it, you know, things like that.
Well, you had more drainage put in because there are more people. In other words, here is the thing that happened. Before the streets were paved, your open land, the runoff time was very slow. But the more pavement you have, the faster that runoff time was, and they get into one place, and you have to do something to get rid of that thing while it's collected. Is that right?
I guess.
So those are the things that brought it not only in Baton Rouge, but it brought it about in Georgia and North Carolina and South Carolina and Virginia and Alabama and Tennessee and all the rest of them. Well, you paved the street. In other words, you went out and put in a subdivision. Well, remember, that runoff time was two or three times as fast as it was before that street was paved. So when it gets down to where it's going to go into the Bogachitta River or the Tennessee River or wherever it's going to, the main artery of drainage collects, you're going to have some way of getting it away to match what the runoff time was on that paved area. It's an engineering problem.
You moved the 27th flood here?
What?
Did it do much Baton Rouge?
I was living in Lake Charles at the time.
How long did you live in Lake Charles?
2 years. I was waiting for John Lester to come in 1927. We were living in Lake Charles.
I was just in Lake Charles. Nice city.
I don't know what about Baton Rouge, because I wasn't in Baton Rouge. I was traveling, and you couldn't. The levee broke over here
Did it break in Baton Rouge?
No. What the hell's the name of that little old town up there? 71 going up there. Melville. It broke below. The railroad goes through Melville. It broke below Melville, and that damn water come around through and went under that underpass and went out the other end up there and left all that silt in there. It was up to the damn windows on there in that town over there where it broke. I was in Natchez. Across the river over there, it had General Motors had lumber at that time. The automobile wheels were made in the thing, wasn't steel, it was all wood. And hell, that damn lumber's floating all over that damn country. It looked like Lake Superior out there. But those are some of the things I'm talking about that